The Tahltan Nation Development Corporation marked its 40th anniversary July 7, tracing its growth from a grassroots construction venture to a major force in northern BC's economy. This extraordinary milestone is even more impressive for an indigenous, community-owned business by leaders who stood up against government and industry, TNDC Board Chair Rhiannon Ball said in a statement. TNDC, the business arm of the Tahltan Nation, is owned by its shareholders, the Iskut Band, Tahltan Band and Tahltan Central Government. A portion of TNDC's profits is distributed to its shareholders to support initiatives that benefit Tahltan members, with the remaining profits retained as working capital or reinvested to support future growth. The corporation's history began in the early 1980s, when Tahltan leaders Jerry Asp, Pat Utserza, Vernon Marion and Ivan Kwok sought to create jobs and training for Tahltans. At the time, outside contractors were building homes in Tahltan communities, with little involvement from local workers. In response, the leaders founded TNDC to take control of residential construction projects, offering apprenticeships and hands-on training in trades such as carpentry, plumbing and electrical work. Success in housing projects soon led to larger ambitions. TNDC expanded into heavy construction, which led to a pivotal moment during a dispute over a planned mining access road through Tahltan territory. According to TNDC's account, when equipment was moved onto the land without consent, community members blocked the machinery until an agreement was reached. TNDC identifies this agreement as a key moment in its expansion into resource development. The introduction of the Tahltan Resource Development Policy in 1987 allowed TNDC to pursue formal contracts with the mining sector, laying the groundwork for its long-term growth. In 2024, TNDC achieved historic performance as a Tier 1 mining services provider, working consecutively on four major projects: Eskay Creek Revitalization Project, Galore Creek, KSM and the Red Chris Mine, TNDC CEO Todd Den Engelson said in a statement. Financially, we surpassed $116 million in revenue and distributed $3 million to our shareholders, bringing our total distribution since 2012 to $19.3 million. Today, the corporation is recognized as a powerhouse in mining services, particularly in the Golden Triangle region, 70% of which lies within Tahltan territory. TNDC also operates in aviation, fiber optic communications, forestry, aggregates, infrastructure and transportation. In 2024, it recorded 513,000 hours of self-performed work and produced more than 28,000 cubic meters of aggregates at KM43. Its partnerships now total 39, with the most significant agreements each generating more than $100,000 in net shared revenue. Business collaborations with Tahltan-owned firms generated $17.3 million in 2024, with nearly 40% of that flowing directly to private Tahltan businesses, according to TNDC's annual report. Ball said the anniversary also reflects community determination. As TNDC celebrates 40 years of operations, we also celebrate 40 years of reconciling Tahltan economic displacement, she said. This is a testament to our founding trailblazers who pushed this company forward through every barrier, obstacle and glass ceiling that exists for Indigenous people and businesses. TNDC said it remains focused on community priorities, including financial transparency, training and integrating Tahltan values throughout its corporate practices. The anniversary coincides with the launch of a redesigned website highlighting TNDC's projects, services and employment opportunities. The company will mark the occasion at its annual meeting and 40th anniversary gala on July 7.